Ruben stuttered from, well, The Biggest Loser. It's weird to say that. Normally you want to say American Idol, but either way, let's say both. Ruben, how's it going?
It's going great, man. Going great.
All right, so let's talk about this. You know, you're determined to get in shape, get healthy, lose weight, which, you know, is a great accomplishment that you even decided to take that leap. So good for you. Now, how much did you weigh going on to the show? Over 400 pounds, right?
Yeah, I weighed 462 going on to the show. And that's probably the most I've ever weighed. So, you know, it was time to do something.
Well, now that's exactly what I was going to ask. This might sound like a weird question, but what was the tipping point? When did you tell yourself, I need to make a change? What happened?
I actually got a call from somebody at NBC that was asking if I had any interest in being on The Biggest Loser. And, you know, I thought about it for a couple of days, and I looked at myself in the mirror, and I just said, you know what? You know, you're 34. It's time for you to make a change in your life. Like, you know, you're not a kid anymore. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And just the potential for having serious health issues at, you know, at the age that I was at, even though I didn't, you know, have any serious ones, you know, before, but, you know, I mean, the potential for it is, you know, it's huge, you know, especially as big as I was, you know, from, you know, high blood pressure to diabetes to all those things that, you know, plague, you know, people this size. And I just didn't want that to be my story. So, you know, I just felt it was the right thing to do for me. And, you know, it turns out that it was.
Were you always heavy? I know that we met you on Idol, you know, that's over 10 years ago now, I guess. Were you always a big guy?
Yeah, I've been a big guy, you know, pretty much all my life. I mean, maybe since about 10 or 11, so, you know, very comfortable in my own skin. But being comfortable in your skin doesn't, you know, make you unafraid of... I think, you know, the older you get, the more you understand how real mortality is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There are, you know, several risk factors that, you know, could cause me to leave the earth sooner than, you know, I want to. I have just made a conscious decision to change the way that I eat and live, and The Biggest Loser has most definitely been a godsend for me.
So going through this process on The Biggest Loser, you know, changing your diet, exercise routine, having, you know, the trainers, we've had Bob on the show, I know, you know, they're screaming at you. What did you think was going to be the biggest struggle going in, and what was actually the biggest struggle?
Yeah, I played football my whole life, and I've had tough coaches before, you know. So the yelling and screaming, you know, wasn't really the toughest thing for me.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people go in there and they, you know, are emotionally moved by, you know, the loud talking. And that doesn't move me because, I've had some pretty tough coaches in my life. You know, when you play, you know, athletics as a child and in college, you have to have pretty tough skin. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think the toughest thing for me going on the ranch was being cut off from everything. It's probably the most difficult part of being on the show is being able to talk to family or friends, no television, no internet, nothing, no contact with the outside world, you know, and it's the thing that will probably make the ranch livable is the thing that they take away from you the minute you step on the ranch, so it's most definitely a trying thing.
Yeah, now you talked about being comfortable in your own skin, and in show business, or at least in Hollywood anyway, there's the constant reminder that you need to be beautiful, you need to be tiny. You know, I've reported from red carpets, I know what it's like. Did you ever run into that where you felt that you were being judged? Did it hurt you at all? Or were you just didn't care because you were happy, I guess, with yourself at the time?
Well, you know, I never really cared. And the thing about it is that people, no matter what size you are, people will always judge you.
Yeah.
You could be the most beautiful person in the world, and people will always find something to say negatively about you.
We've got to get back to the music. More with Ruben Studdard right after this. American Idol winner, well, he's American Idol winner and Biggest Loser contestant now. Ruben Studdard joining us on the line. Getting in shape, losing in weight, it's a lifestyle change. Obviously, you know how difficult it is to stay active, be healthy. What advice would you give? Because, you know what, we see that young kids are getting bigger and bigger. My nephews complain about having to drink water when they just want Pepsi. Being your age, living through the struggles, you know, with weight, what would you tell someone who just can't give up the junk food and can't, right? There's always that word, I can't give it up.
you have to learn to love yourself more than you love the junk food. It's pretty simple. I think people understand the severity of how, I mean, because the truth of the matter is, Jeremy, there will always be opportunity to have something that's unhealthy. Nobody's going to go through life without having a slice of pizza, without having a hamburger, without, you know, having a piece of cake. That's just stupid to believe that because you go on The Biggest Loser, because you start a diet plan, that you'll never have those things. The thing that we as Americans have a tendency to do is not to have just that one piece of cake. We go on a cake rampage.
Yeah.
But not to have that one piece of pizza is something that we do every single day. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you have to know, one thing Dovette would always say is that, you know, you have to lean on the side of clean.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's, you know, and that's something that has worked for me now that I've been on the show. And, you know, and I hope that it's something that, that, you know, as a cast, that, you know, we can all inspire the people in America to get off the couch and get moving. Because I'm sure that there are 15 of us, so I'm sure that there's somebody on that show that has a story that can connect with each and every person in the country, and hopefully they can take something away from it that will inspire them to do what we're doing.
Ruben Studdard from The Biggest Loser, when can we catch the show?
On, I think, Tuesday nights on NBC. So please watch it, and thank you, Jeremy, for allowing me to be a part of the show.
You're welcome, Ruben Studdard from NBC's The Biggest Loser. Check your local listings. Thanks so much for joining us, and congrats, Ruben.
Thank you, sir.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.